pasuk begins Parshas Bechukosai in Bechukosai Telechu Vesmitzvosai Tishmaru Vesisem Oisam. And the Medrash on that pasuk says, Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papi, Amalehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Im Shamartem Es HaTorah, if you, Klal Yisrael, follow the ways of the Torah, Hareini Mala Aleichem, I consider it Ke'ilu Asisem Atzmechem, as if you've made yourselves. Difficult medrash to understand. What does it mean when the medrash says, Ke'ilu Asisem Atzmechem, as if you've made yourself? We're created, we're here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to the world. What does it mean when it says, Ke'ilu Asisem Es Atzmechem? So Rav Chaim Motra Katz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells in a Sefer Be'er Mechoikik explains. He says, a person, and we know Rashi says, in Chukosai Telechu, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. A person should study Torah, be involved constantly in learning Torah. He says, what happens when a person lives a life of Torah? When a person lives a life devoted to Torah, a person lives a life learning Torah. He says, such a person attains menuchas ha-nefesh. He has a certain serenity. He has a certain feeling of accomplishment. He has a feeling of purpose in life. And somebody who lives a life that has a life of purpose and a life of good feeling, it's a whole different type of a life. The pasuk says, V'yakov ish tam, yoshev olim. So he explains, how did Yaakov Avinu become an Ishtam? How did he become the complete person, the satisfied person? Because Yoshev Olim, he spent his life learning Torah. And a person who spends their life learning Torah becomes an Ishtam. David HaMelech in Tehillim says, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. Somebody who learns Torah Meshivas Nefesh, it calms him. And what I think, what these psukim mean to say, it doesn't mean necessarily that the person who learns Torah, halavai, should always be that case, that way, who learns Torah and teaches Torah, is zoicha to bracha, and has no difficulties. But he's able to he's able to manage those difficulties. A person who has the perspective of Torah, a person who has the life of Torah, meshivas nofesh, his life is a life of calmness, understanding that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows how to live his life, and he knows how to deal with every situation, for he is so connected to the Torah. The pasuk says, Zocher es yoim HaShabbos l'katshoi. So I saw that the Sefer Noyim Megadim explains that when we speak about the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, he says the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos is not always easy to keep. He says it doesn't mean a person who chas v'shalom is mechal Shabbos. He said, of course, he's not referring to an individual who doesn't care about the halacha. But because Shabbos, there are so many things that we're allowed to do, and there's so many things that we're not allowed to do. Shabbos is a day that how is a person going to be guaranteed that he won't be mechal Shabbos? So he says, the pasuk tells us the way. Zocher es yoim HaShabbos. If you want to be careful with Shabbos and be confident in your Shmira Shabbos, l'katshoy, make yourself kodesh. If you make yourself kodesh, then l'katshoy, then you will be then Zocher es yoim HaShabbos. A person is kodesh and connects himself to Kedusha. And he says that's pshat in this pasuk as well. In b'chukosei teleichu, v'smitzvosei tishmeru, if you live a life of learning Torah, if you live a life of doing mitzvahs, then v'asisem oisam, then you will become a different person and your observance will be a different person, a different type of observance. The Rebbe Reb Shmelk from Nicholsburg said, the pasuk says, l'chu bonim shimuli Yiras Hashem alamadchem. The pasuk say, come and I will teach you Yiras Hashem. But he asks, shouldn't the pasuk say, bo bonim, come? L'chu means to leave. If I'm inviting you to come and learn and study, shouldn't have said l'chu banim, bal banim? He says, because what the David HaMelech is teaching us in Tehillim, as a person who connects himself to Torah, a person connects himself to Yerushalayim, even when he's l'chu banim, even when he leaves the world of, even when he leaves the Bet Knesset and the Bet Beis Medrash, he's still going to be Yiras Hashem. He's still going to be connected to Torah. He's going to be connected to Yiras Shemayim. And I saw a beautiful word from the Ksav Sofer. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Beis Amen Aleph, says, L'asad Lavai Mitzvah Shem when Mashiach comes, B'meher B'yameinu, Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Sefer Torah, Menich B'cheikai, Kaviyachol, he puts it into his lap. Omem, Misha Osikba, whoever learned Torah, Yavai V'yitil Schari, should come and get his reward. It says the Gemara, Miyad, Umiskapsim Boy of the Kachavim. And the Akam come to collect their reward. Omelai Kereshbarchu, a Kereshbarchu says to them, B'may Yisakdem, where do you come to Torah? Where do you come to mitzvahs? And they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbi Shvakim Tekninu, Harbi Mechatzos Asinu, we built buildings and factories and wonderful things in this world. Harbi Kesev Azov Ribinu, we built economies. The Kulam Lo Yasinu El Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yask B'Tayra. We did everything to learn, to that Klai Yisrael should learn Torah. So, of course, it's difficult to understand. Can they really honestly say, and remember, they're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidai u'ba'atzmai. Can they honestly say to Hashem that everything we did was l'shem shemayim? No, they didn't build the world for Klal Yisrael. So the Ksav Sofer says, of course they didn't build. But what it means to teach, what they say is, how were Klal Yisrael able to learn and able to understand how to do the mitzvahs? They learned it from the way we do our work. We do our work with devotion and we accomplish so much. Klal Yisrael should learn from us how to live and how to do for Torah. And if somebody devotes himself all the time to Torah, then that is a person that will be successful. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kof Chof Ches, Ashrei Ko Yireh Hashem, HaHoylech B'drachav, Yegiyeh Kapech Kisoichel. A person, Haholich Bedrachav, we're talking about a person who's following the ways of Hashem. And then the Pasuk says, Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel, he's going to be successful from his labor. If the Pasuk is speaking about Yerushalayim, if the Pasuk is speaking about a person doing mitzvahs, what does that have to do with Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel? How is that connected to his labor, to his work? The answer is that a person who is a true Oved Hashem is not just an Oved Hashem when he's sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning, and when he's sitting in the Beis HaKnesses and davening. The Pasuk says, B'chol Druch in the Mishlei, B'chol Druch Echadeyu. Our entire lives and everything that we do in our life have to be connected to Avodas Hashem. When we eat and we drink, we're supposed to eat and drink the way a Jew is supposed to eat and drink. And we're supposed to eat and drink and say we're eating and drinking so we should have the energy to be able to do Avodas Hashem. If somebody goes to work to earn a livelihood, why am I earning a livelihood? So I could use the money I earn to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do with that money. And of course, only earn that money in the most honest fashion. Yigia Kapecho, a person who's working, a person who is out in the world is still the Yori Hashem HaHoylech Bedrachav. And that's what the Pasuk says in B'chukosei Telechu. Even when you are Telechu, even when you, not just when you're learning, but a person who's connected to Torah, even when he's Telechu, even when he's not in the Beis Medrash, but he's connected to the Torah, then he's a different person and his life is a different life. And that's pshat in the famous medrash on this pasuk. The pasuk says that David HaMelech says, "Choshafti derachai v'shiva ragli ala desach. Om David, Rebbeinu Shloim, b'chol yom v'yom, every day, hayisi mechashiv, I have thought, makom pliny, lebeis tari plinis, and the oilach, I'm going here, I'm going there. V'yaragli mevias, I see lebata knesses, lebata medrashas. The posh pshat in the medrash is that David HaMelech had all sorts of plans, and he disregarded all of his plans and went to the Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashas. It's difficult to understand, and it's difficult to think that that is pshat in what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech was king. He had a country to run. He had much to do. It's hard to accept that David HaMelech every day made plans of different activities that he has to do and was able to disregard them. Rather, the pshat is, David HaMelech went to all of those places that he needed to go to as part of his leadership role. But everywhere he went, ragli melichas ha'isi l'beis ha'knesses l'beis ha'medrash. Wherever he went, he was connected to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. His entire life was a life of connection to Ruchnius. He was always grounded with Torah and Mitzvahs. An individual who's always grounded with Torah and Mitzvahs, his life is a different life, not just when he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses. Wherever he is, he's ragli melichas ha'isila Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, he's connected to Avodas Hashem, he's connected 24/7 to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we said, that person's life is a very, very different life than anyone else's life. It's a life of Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv HaDas.